Hey guys, today's episode of the Sports Spectrum Podcast is brought to you by the new CSB E3 Discipleship Bible, a partnership between the Christian Standard Bible and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. The CSB E3 Discipleship Bible is designed to assist the unique relationship between athletes, coaches, and mentors. With almost 300 articles and features, including verses for the Christian competitor, character spotlights, warm-ups, workouts, and wrap-ups, and notes on the E3 Discipleship Method, the CSB E3 Discipleship Bible engages, equips, and empowers readers to grow in their faith and share the gospel day in and day out. To further help your team, the Bible also comes with easy-to-share QR codes that lead to unique interactive videos on discipleship, evangelism, and faith. To learn more, visit e3discipleshipbible.com. That's e3discipleshipbible.com. The CSB E3 Discipleship Bible is available wherever books are sold.
Welcome into the Sports Spectrum Podcast, where we bring Jesus into the sports conversation. Here's your host for today, Jason Romano.
Hey guys, welcome to the show. I am Jason, and this is Sports Spectrum. We are the intersection of sports and faith. We want to keep Jesus and bring Jesus in the sports conversation. We're a ministry that's been around for over 35 plus years, and we're so grateful that God has entrusted us to be able to bring conversations like today's interview to you here on the show. Make sure you go check out our website, sportsspectrum.com. You can sign up for our weekly newsletter and get all sorts of free content, articles, devotionals, podcasts, you name it. You can find it right there at our website, sportsspectrum.com. Now, today on the show, Bryce Young is our guest. Doesn't need a whole lot of introduction. The 2021 Heisman Trophy winner, and he's the starting quarterback with the University of Alabama. He had a lot going for him last year. Sporting News College Football Player of the Year. AP College Football Player of the Year. What a dream season it was with a Heisman Trophy. 4,872 passing yards, 47 touchdowns, and a trip to the national championship game. We know the Crimson Tide are going to be back and better than ever, as my former colleague Mike Greenberg used to say, and Alabama looking for a national championship win in 2021 going into 2022. But this was a really fun conversation with Bryce Young, talking about not just the upcoming season, but how his faith guides him and the unique relationship he has with his dad, Craig. This is Bryce Young, Heisman Trophy winner, right here on Sports Spectrum. Hey, Bryce Young, welcome to Sports Spectrum, sir. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. It's great to have you here. I like that the voice is a little hoarse. That means we're in the camp mode, and it means you're probably spending long days and a lot of chatting. So that's a good sign, right?
100%. Yep. Camp, it's a long day, a lot of time here at the facility. There's definitely been a lot of communication, so I'm good with it too.
That's great. Tell me about the excitement level that you have for this upcoming year. Obviously, last year was a crazy year, an amazing year, but it didn't end the way you wanted it to. Tell me about this season and the excitement that you have.
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement surrounding this year, this team. Obviously, it's a new group of guys, and just seeing people, seeing new faces, seeing people in different roles, watching people step up, watching people compete throughout the offseason, now throughout fall camp, us all kind of settling in, and then, you know, us kind of chasing the same journey. Coach has a very strict policy year to year that you're not entitled to anything. So right now, it's all of us individually proving ourselves, us pushing each other to get better, and then doing the best we can as a team to come together and be the best versions of ourselves when the season does start.
When you look back at last year, obviously winning the Heisman Trophy is an amazing individual accomplishment, but it can't happen without your team and the work that they put around you to help you get to that spot. And your team had a great season outside of winning it all, which is obviously the goal every year. But when you look back to last year, what do you think is the greatest lesson that you can take into this year that God has taught you, that the Lord has shown you and going through what you went through last year to prepare you for this year?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that I took away, we took away as a unit, is that all things come to light. I think there was a lot of shortcuts We were taking a lot of stuff that we didn't, you know, we didn't, we weren't doing to our level, to our standard, a lot of little things that we should have ironed out that didn't really get ironed out. And, you know, in the big moments throughout the season, I think all those little things got exposed. I think, you know, as individually, as a leader, there's a lot of things that I want to do different as a leadership group that we want to do different. As far as just living up to the standard of a team, again, last year, again, obviously it wasn't all bad, but there's a lot of stuff that we wish we could have done differently that we could have improved. And I think that's really as a team what we're embodying and bringing over to the next year, to this upcoming year, making sure that we're doing all the little things right, making sure that we're working in and performing to the standard day in and day out, because you know that stuff really does come to light and it's what matters, especially down the stretch, in close games, throughout a long season. But whenever it may be, it's definitely going to rear its head, and we have to be prepared. And I think that's something that we've definitely emphasized a lot this offseason.
How about for you personally, just in your relationship with the Lord and what you learned in your walk with Him going through what you went through last year? Because obviously you're a quarterback at Alabama, so there's prestige that comes with that. There's a lot of people knowing who you are. But when you win the Heisman Trophy, that's a big deal. And suddenly a lot of things and a lot of experiences that I'm sure you had in this past offseason happened because of something like that. How are you able to grow in your faith and stay grounded in the midst of all these accolades and all the people patting you on the back and say, "Hey, that's Bryce Young." How are you able to stay connected to God and stay grounded?
You know, for me, it definitely goes to my roots. You know, I'm based in faith. I'm blessed to have the family that I do that. You know, that introduced me obviously since I was young, and throughout my life, my relationship has grown with the Lord, and my faith has improved. And through that, you know, I work to be the best version of myself that I can be, and to embody, you know, Christ in all that I do. So for me, regardless of how someone else views me, whatever award, accolade, what someone may say, negative or positive, you know, I appreciate and I'm grateful for the positive and even for the negative. But at the end of the day, what motivates me and pushes me is to model myself after the Lord. And you know, I definitely have a lot of work to do. There's a lot of things I want to improve on as a person, as a player, you know, throughout all aspects of my life. And again, the external stuff is great and I'm grateful for it. But at the end of the day, that's how I look at myself, how I judge myself, how I push myself to be better. And you know, that doesn't really change based off an award or how people view you or an experience. So for me, it's kind of easy when that's kind of how I look at my life, how I want to continue to move forward, and you know, the journey I have in front of me.
Tell me about the relationship that you have with your dad and what that means to you. We talked to your father, Craig, recently on one of our Sports Spectrum podcasts, Transformed, and he was really great. And it was just wonderful to hear, first of all, how much he loves you and admires you. And so does your mom, obviously, as well. But you guys have a really unique relationship. Tell me about that and what your dad means to you.
Yeah, my dad means everything. We're definitely really close. We talk every day. We've been doing that forever. And you know, he's someone that obviously is raised me and is my father and who I respect and listen to. But you know, we also have a friendship outside of that relationship that makes it really easy. It's not we're able to talk about anything, to be able to share experiences, to have a lot of views and bounce them off of each other. And just for to see the example that he set for me, you know, as a person, as a man, you know, him leading by example and him being someone that I aspire to be one day, it was great for me throughout my development and still is throughout my life, just being able to have someone like my dad who I'm close to, I can talk to, be friends with, but also to lead me and to be someone I model myself after. And you know, I'm definitely grateful to have a relationship with my dad that I do. Definitely grateful to have the father that I do. So you know, my relationship with him means the world to me.
And the impact that he had on your faith, right? And helping you grow as a man of God and as a follower of Christ.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, my dad, both my parents, both you know, both being followers of Christ and instilling that in me at a young age. And I appreciate how much they instilled that into me, and then also allowed me to grow in my own faith and develop my faith and grow individually with my relationship with the Lord, and how much they've always supported that. And you know, that means a lot. Again, them leading by example, them showing me, and us not just talking about it once or twice, and then going out and doing things that doing things that are opposed to what we're talking about, or living a life that's opposite of what we strive to do. Both my parents lead by example, and obviously no one's perfect, but they my dad, my mom, both of them, striving and being the version of themselves that they are, it pushes me and inspires me. And seeing how much they've made, how much good they've made for me, for other people, just seeing how they live their life again, it really inspired me at a young age, and still does now.
Bryce Young is our guest here on Sports Spectrum. Last year, when we talked to your father, I should say recently, when we talked to your father about last year, and we asked him about that wonderful season that you went through. He talked about how you and your family would pray together a lot on Friday nights before games, even if you were just on the phone, and they would pray with you and kind of fellowship. How important was that for you to have that time to connect with your family and your dad and spend that time in prayer the night before a big game?
Yeah, 100%. It was huge. I would always be able to meet my parents. Obviously, the stadiums in high school football were a lot smaller and more condensed than the ones that we play in now. So I was always able to find them on the field and say a prayer. And obviously, before a big game, before any game really, emotions are high. You're focused. There's a lot riding on it. You're trying to lock in. But for me to kind of just reassess, be grounded, and be able to come together with my parents and pray, and that to kind of ground me and put me back in the mindset that I need to be. It was definitely huge. And it obviously isn't able to look the exact same with it being right before a game and on the sideline like it was in high school. Just logistically, I still obviously, we still obviously share a lot of time. It's something we still do, just in a different time and setting. And I always know that that's something they do before games too. So just having that, and having that comfort and knowing that that still goes on at the same time, it means a lot to me.
So take me through discipleship a little bit for you, and what that looks like for you right now. Obviously, last year coming in, having that opportunity, really seizing the opportunity and having a great year. But discipleship, I'm talking about as a man of God, more than just a football player or a quarterback here, but discipleship, especially during the season, which, like you said, there's so much demand, practices all day long, studying the playbook, working, practicing with your team, and all of that. Obviously, the Lord is the most important thing in your life. How do you find time for fellowship and discipleship during a long season?
Yeah, again, I think it's just about dedicating time and also realizing that you can bring that into all aspects of your life. I think that It's always great to dedicate, specific time to where you can focus on discipleship and on the Lord. And I carve out time to do that, but at the same time, I feel as if it's important to bring that into all aspects of your life. Realize that God flows in everything that you're doing, everything that you're thinking, everything that goes on. There's always a part of it of you're just carving out time and putting things aside. But also, you can, for me at least, I bring my faith in all that I do. I work hard and try to do my best to represent God through football. And whether it's small things, big things, whatever it is, I understand that God's with me, and I try to make decisions. Also, it could be in sports, in school, just in day-to-day life, that will reflect the Lord, what you want me to do. And again, for me, it's bringing God in everything that I do, making sure that I always keep him in my mind, making sure that I'm always trying to reflect him. And I'm definitely not perfect. There's a lot of things I want to work on in that and improve on in that, but pushing myself in to try to always fulfill that, always seek that out, is something that I definitely pride myself in.
So, besides that part of it, is there Bible studies, that you have a team chaplain, somebody that can pour into you spiritually during a long season?
Yeah, 100%. Scotty, our team chaplain. I'm really close with him. We do Bible study. We do stuff as well. And for me, to have Scotty around, that helps me a lot. Someone I can meet with, text, share some of the stuff that we do individually. That really does mean a lot for me. And I've known him since I've been here. We've definitely developed our relationship through the Lord since I've been here. Alabama, he's been here a lot longer than me. And I'm not the only person. There's a lot of people also on the team and throughout all of athletics, as he works with athletes, that also are able to utilize him, and God's able to flow through him. And I'm super grateful for him and all the stuff that we've been able to do together.
So as we wind down, obviously winning a national championship is the goal on the field this year. But what about off the field for you, Bryce? What is your goal away from the field this year? What do you hope, what do you desire in terms of growing as a person and as a player, Bryce Young?
Really just to be the best version of myself I can, to become a better man, a better follower of God, a better son, just improve on myself. I feel like I take a lot of pride in playing football. Obviously means a lot to me. But again, I look at that as a reflection of who I am and how I carry myself and what I do, what I believe in. I think all that stuff kind of goes together. So I do kind of feel as if me improving on the football field at times is me improving on a person. I think me improving as a person can carry over to the football field. And there's obviously times where you have to set aside time to focus on whatever it may be individually, but just improving as a man, because I like who I am and I'm grateful for who I've become, but I'm far from where I want to be. And again, I know that it's a day-to-day thing. It's every day of constant. There's going to be steps forward. There's going to be steps back, but making sure that I'm continually pushing myself to be the best version I am, to try to reflect the Lord and all that I do, all that I believe in. Again, it's a consistent thing, and I'm going to keep continuing to do it.
Well, I'm sure God's got great plans for you. He's already done amazing things in your life, Bryce Young. September 3rd at home against Utah State is the big goal, though, that everybody's looking at. And all the best to you for a great season. Thanks so much for being willing to come on our show, and we really appreciate you. Best of luck this year.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
And many thanks to Bryce Young from Alabama for joining us here today on Sports Spectrum, the 2021 Heisman Trophy winner. And here we are, just days away from the start of the college football season, September 3rd against Utah State. That is the focus for Alabama and for Bryce Young, the first game on the scheduled, and I'm excited to watch some college football. I don't know about you. I'm really pumped. And Bryce Young, being where he is right now as a Heisman Trophy winner, a lot of eyeballs on him, some pressure as well coming into 2022, but they have one goal in mind. It's to win a national championship. And when you get as close as they got last year and don't win, and they look at that as a failure, I think that tells you about the program that Alabama has, the preeminent program in the country and the best coach in college football, and Nick Saban. So special thanks to Bryce for being here and joining us on Sports Spectrum. Also want to say thank you to his dad, Craig, who joined us on Sports Spectrum's newest podcast a couple months ago, Transformed, with Jade McCarthy, my colleague and partner. And that interview led to us doing this interview, which is leading to us doing an entire feature and story in the newest Sports Spectrum magazine about the unique relationship that Bryce and his dad, Craig, have together as followers of Jesus. So good stuff there. Also want to say a special thanks to Alabama's Sports Information Director, SID, Josh Maxim, probably the best in the business, in my opinion, when you're talking about trying to be the SID for a program like Alabama and their football team. And they must get thousands of requests a week for different interviews with the players and the coaches, and certainly Coach Saban and Bryce Young. And for him to help facilitate this interview really meant a lot to us here at Sports Spectrum. So we appreciate Josh Maxson and his help with this interview with Bryce Young. We appreciate you as well for joining us. We are Sports Spectrum, the intersection of sports and faith. Been around for over 35 years. You can find us at sportsspectrum.com. One goal, one mission, to keep Jesus in the sports conversation. Find us at sportsspectrum.com, and please click that subscribe or that follow button on whatever app you're listening to. If this is your first time hearing about Sports Spectrum, well, first of all, welcome to what we're doing here at Sports Spectrum. But if you click that subscribe and that follow button, you'll never miss an episode. We're dropping 3 new episodes a week, more conversations like this one with Bryce Young. So click that follow button, that subscribe button, and never miss an episode of Sports Spectrum's podcast. Thank you so much again for tuning in. We'll see you guys next time for another episode of Sports Spectrum's podcast. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you soon.